I'm Ryan Vasquez, Alabama Public Radio News. Just a few hours to go until the polls close for Alabama's primary runoff election. Republican voters are deciding runoffs for three statewide races today: state auditor, secretary of state, and for place two on the Public Service Commission. The Democratic Party doesn't have any runoffs for statewide office. There are a number of other races going on today. Polls close at 7. Meanwhile, a member of the gun rights group, Bama Carey, got to vote in Shelby County while wearing a holstered pistol, but police later asked him to leave the front of the polling place. Robert Kennedy showed up with his gun today at the Pelham First Baptist Church annex. A sign on the annex said firearms were prohibited, but election officials allowed Kennedy to vote while wearing his gun. Attorney General Luther Strange issued an advisory opinion earlier this month, saying a county commission does not have the authority to prohibit firearms at polling places, but he also said churches and other private buildings used as polling places may ban guns. African-American men in Alabama reportedly lead the nation in prostate cancer deaths. The Madison County Health Department is teaming up with the Urology Health Foundation to provide free cancer screenings today. Patients just give a blood sample for analysis. Foundation President Thomas Moody says men should be checked annually for prostate cancer because the symptoms may not appear until after the disease sets in.
One of the main messages I would say is that early prostate cancer has no symptoms. And so if a man waits till he has symptoms, if it's due to the prostate cancer, you know, he may be too late.
Dr. Moody says if prostate cancer is caught early, it is highly curable. And the University of Alabama is seeing the end of an era today. Alabama Public Radio's Pat Duggins reports the last coach hired by Bear Bryant is retiring.
Sarah Patterson was barely out of Slippery Rock State College when Bear Bryant hired her to lead the Crimson Tide's gymnastics program. Since then, teams under Patterson have won 6 NCAA titles and 43 postseason championships overall. During Patterson's 36 seasons, UA gymnasts have won over 1,000 meets. Patterson and university leadership say her departure is for health reasons. The coach needs to have both of her knees replaced. Patterson elected to retire rather than leave the team in limbo during her recovery. Patterson will continue as a special assistant to the director of athletics. Former UA gymnast Dana Duckworth will take over as head coach. Pat Duggins, APR News.
Now for a look at the forecast, here's meteorologist Richard Scott.
Our forecast on this Tuesday evening, Tuesday night, includes a decrease in cloud cover, low temperatures in the upper 50s to near 60 for areas north of I-20, low to mid-60s south of Interstate 20 under a clear sky. As we go into Wednesday and Thursday, lots of sunshine, low humidity both days, temperatures top out in the 80s. Look for temperatures back in the upper 50s to near 60 for the northern half of the state Thursday morning. On WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.